This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KMOX Sports.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
Welcome to the Lux Galore International Sports on a Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 10:07. BK, hang out for just a moment, if you don't mind. Your last story there about Charlie Gito, and I know you were there when he ate those toasted Ravs out of the Stanley Cup. That is a big loss for our community, and our hearts and prayers go out to the family of Charlie Gito. What a wonderful man and ambassador for St. Louis, and just a real treasure. And anyone who was around him felt that and knew that. And I know you got to see that party firsthand. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was there. Sue and I got to go, and I went over and talked to him, and he was sitting on a stool right by the front door, and he had a smile on his face, that, you know, ear to ear, just a big grin and just enjoying the moment. And, you know, he said, "I'm not a huge hockey fan." He said, "But this is really amazing. This is really fun." Had a lot of people waiting outside to get in an hour and a half before the cup got there. And then they called him over and said, "Charlie, get over here and have some T-Ravs out of the Stanley Cup." And he did. Just a great guy.
He knew how to do that. He had a good, and I love just hearing those stories and knowing how special that was for the family to be around him. And my heart breaks for them. Yes. At the age of 87, what a wonderful life he had. But it's just, you know, it's a tough loss.
Yeah,
Charlie was a great friend to KMOX. Was on Charlie Brennan's show quite often. We had him on Sports Open Line a little bit back in the day. Bernie Miklas and I think put him on once or twice. But he was a fixture in that spot at downtown and at that very seat. I know exactly the seat you're talking about. So he would always sit. You'd walk into the downtown, because I used to work Cardinals games on the weekends, and I did a lot of those night games here in the studio. And when they were on the road, I would call in to Charlie Gito's and order like a chicken parm and a salad to bring back to the station. That was when we were at One Memorial Drive, and I loved doing that. And so I would go down to the downtown location, and on a Saturday night at 8, 9 o'clock, he's sitting there at the bar. He had a seat right next to the phone. So more often than not, if you called Charlie Gito's downtown, he'd pick it. Charlie Gito's, he'd pick it up. And I walked in there, and I hadn't seen him for a while, so I just reintroduced. He's like, "I know who you are, Tom Ackerman. I heard you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, how's everybody doing over there? How are?" And he rattled off everybody. He knew everything about the station. He listened to KMOX. Big, big Cardinals fan, and a big part of Cardinals history. Really, I mean, if you were a baseball person who came into town, whether you were Tommy Lasorda, one of his best friends in the world, or anybody who rolled into town to play the Cardinals, you probably dropped by Charlie Gito's to have a plate of pasta and to chat with him. You can see the pictures all over the walls of people that just loved being around Charlie Gito.
Yeah, his wall should be in a Hall of Fame somewhere, because it's incredible the people who came in there. And there's actually a soundbite here of Tommy Lasorda congratulating Charlie Brennan. And he ends it by saying, "You know, I love you. St. Louis loves you, and Charlie Gito loves you too." You know, so yeah, it was. It's a legendary place. He's a legendary man, and like you said, he will be sorely missed here in St. Louis.
And people around the country thought of St. Louis. They thought of the Cardinals and the Arch and Budweiser, and a lot of them thought of Charlie Gito.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly.
Yeah,
you know. And I remember running into Tommy Lasorda at Dodger Stadium for a playoff game, and he Lasorda is very aware of everything around him, and he's looking at everybody and smiling. He looks at me, he looks at my shirt, and I had a KMOX logo on it. He goes, hey, come over here. And I talked to him for a couple minutes, and he said, you tell Charlie. I said, hi, Charlie Gito, I'm going to be back. You know, I'll call him later. I mean, just anyway, I wanted to start the show because I thought about him all day yesterday when I heard the news, and I'm very, very sorry to hear it. I just think that that's an absolute treasure in St. Louis that we will miss, however we will remember forever.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you haven't been there downtown, check it out. Go there now and look at those pictures because you will be amazed. You can spend hours looking at his memorabilia and those pictures of him with all kind. I mean, if somebody was famous, he has a picture with him.
My kids tell me that the best thing that I make for them is chicken parm. And I did my best to copy what they do over there. So I try to make it just like they may. I can't, but I tried to, and I try to plate it just like they do it and everything. That's definitely inspired by Charlie Gito. So, and it will always be in our hearts. That's for sure.
Yes.
BK, thank you.
You bet.
We have Cardinals manager Mike Schilt coming up next. We also have a number of positive tests, as we've talked about on Total Information AM with Brian. I checked in early this morning to talk about some of those. The report for Blues players and a coach. Also, Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, coming up next, will tell us about two Cardinals players they announced yesterday who tested positive for COVID-19. And then later in the show, we'll look over the list of some of the other players who not only have tested positive, but some have opted out because of the pandemic. We also have Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, and Mike Claiborne talking about the Cardinals today. I mean, all four of them, the radio crew back together. We're going to hear them. I had them in the garage happy hour last week. We will have some fun with that, and we'll also hear from John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, on his club and everything moving forward. As we've said, it is day by day in Major League Baseball right now. Tom Ackerman with you on a hot day. Hope everyone is safe after what I'm sure was a very fun-filled and fulfilling party yesterday for you on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. Back in a moment. It's 10:13.
The following is a special presentation of sports on a Sunday morning.
Welcome to the Mike Schilt Show on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Manager Mike Schilt is with us on this Sunday morning. Mike, a good Sunday morning to you. I hope you had a nice 4th of July. I know it involved baseball.
Yeah, you know what, Tom? That's they go together, don't they? You know, always, I can't remember a time when didn't have baseball for, you know, July 4th. And yesterday we were able to work out, not a game, obviously, but we were at a ball field and some baseballs were throwing around and we were doing some fundamentals, taking BP and some live batting practice. So life's pretty good.
Absolutely. And I do want to hear about that and who did what and how they look. And, you know, obviously the big news that you had to pass along yesterday was a couple of positive COVID-19 cases. And while we certainly will be respectful of what you are allowed to tell us, you have the player's permission to reveal those two positive tests, Ricardo Sanchez and Genesis Cabrera. What can you tell us about those two individuals? And I know that was something that was on everybody's mind yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's the world we're in, and you know, first and foremost, want to see how they're doing, and you know, they're both asymptomatic, so that's a positive based on A, them not being any discomfort, and then B, you know, feeling like that based on that, you know, once they get through the negative testing phase, they can ramp up physical activity and get back to joining us and ready to participate. You know, it's unfortunate, but not surprising. You know, expected to have, which we're seeing across the board and with every club, you know, positive test. But we have protocols in place. We have the testing in place. You know, the good news is none of those players were able to enter into our area, our work area. And then, of course, we want to make sure that the tracing's taking place as well. That's probably the biggest thing with this is, you know, A, the identification of the player, and we feel like we can do that, but just the tracing of who they've been with and how it goes from there. And that's something that every team's dealing with and we're dealing with in society.
That's right. The Cardinals do have a contact tracer, and they have been following up and were prepared to if players did test positive. You had three positive cases, and now the latest two, Genesis Cabrera and Ricardo Sanchez. So we'll keep our eye on that, of course, and the rest of your club ready to go, although we know that some are still pending some test results. And also you had Giovanni Gallegos. What can you tell us about him as far as you can?
Just that, you know, like I said, and look, you know, I understand people are going to want to ask the questions, but, you know, there's a lot of different regulations and rules, and, you know, understand I can't really comment on, you know, who's where, and all we can do is confirm, you know, what we've confirmed and talk about the group that's here.
Got it. And we do have a group that's here that I know was having some fun. I mean, I see pictures that our KMOX staff took and a lot of smiles on the faces starting on, well, before Friday. But Friday, having that full team workout must have been pretty special for you, Mike, to have everybody out there. And what kind of goes on in that? Do you speak to the team before? Do you have a big group talk before you head out as a full squad?
Well, yes, we have our daily clubhouse meeting. It's done in the information's a little different. Clearly, we have to be in created clarity in operating procedures from in the clubhouse, in the training room, in the weight room, on the field. You know, so that took place and made sure everybody is and continues to be informed. We have two different clubhouses operating, so we have these gentlemen spread out in a very safe manner. And keeping them in smaller groups when we're actually on the field. So, yeah, by the way, we did talk about some baseball, and we were able to get out and get back on the field and get ready for our season coming up.
I bet. And I know it's a lot of fun to see everybody and to get all of that stuff going. You announced last week that Jordan Hicks would have to start the season not on your roster, but that wasn't anything that was surprising. The availability of Brett Cecil, I'm curious about as well. Paul Goldschmidt and Miles Michaelis, looks like the rest did them well. So there are some positives here heading into this 2020 season, aren't there?
Yeah, there are for sure. You know, and it wasn't a surprise. It was just, it was actually, you know, continual confirmation about Jordan in a sense that, you know, we had communicated that Jordan won't be available, you know, until some point later in the season. Later, I'm not sure, but definitely not July. You know, we're just taking this program as we go. And but again, super, super encouraged about how he goes about it and the work he's put in and his dedication to his rehab. And, you know, there's always going to be it's not a, you know, any rehab of any surgery is not exactly perfect, but his has been really pretty good. He's gone about it the right way. And, you know, as you mentioned Cecil, Cecil is back and, you know, had the hamstring, the sideline towards the end of the season and the spring training season that we got cut short. And he's back to feeling good and participatory and good to see him back out there. And, you know, mentioned Miles, he's been able to have that issue treated and mostly we feel like behind him. He's been able to recover well. He does a lot of BP tomorrow, but all indications are he's in a good spot. And same thing about Goldie, similar deal. Rested him well. He's been able to work out, recover, and doesn't feel like it's anything that's going to be limiting.
And Paul Goldschmidt, for those who don't recall, had a sore elbow that was kind of bothering him towards the end of spring training, at least the abbreviated spring training, where he was having some trouble with it throwing. That's good to hear. Miles Michaelis, great to hear him talking and explaining things again. And your rotation with Wainwright and Michaelis in there and Dakota Hudson and Jack Flaherty. My gosh, from what I understand, Jack had it going. He really had it going early, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he was able to start off our simulated game, our live BP rather, on Friday, and was really sharp, you know, really sharp. And Mad Dog Mike Maddox, our pitching coach, said he got out of the bullpen and he said it felt like a July in the middle of a normal season. Just sharp, locating, you know, everything was coming out good. And then he came out and had two innings and was really, looked like Jack, very effective, sharp, as of all the guys that have thrown live to this point.
I bet. You know, Dakota Hudson
who I've always liked. I remember the first time I saw Dakota Hudson. He was warming up before a spring training game a few years ago, and it was just neat to see, and it has been a lot of fun to watch the development of a young man into a big league pitcher. And he'll continue to learn, and I thought that he had a good Jupiter, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and he just picked up kind of where he left off. And, you know, we look for guys that ideally when you see a player, you want to see growth, continual improvement physically, how they go about their routines, their habits, the consistency of how they perform on the field, which really separates them from a minor league player, to get the most out of their ability and use it as consistent as possible in the big leagues, and then understand how to pitch and how to adjust and how to handle game situations. And everything I've just said is requires a lot of time, energy, and intuition and intentionality. So Dakota's been able to take advantage of his experiences and looks to continue to grow and continues to be a better version of himself and get the most out of his ability in a lot of different aspects. And it's impressive. He deserves a lot of credit.
Less than 3 weeks from the scheduled opener. And again, the official schedule has not been released. So as the broadcast partner with the Cardinals, we'll announce when the MLB and the Cardinals officially announce their schedule. But it does appear, and you indicated this last week, that off days work in your favor, that you don't have to go to a six-man rotation. A five-man works pretty well for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's where we're at this moment. I mean, we're still early enough in this camp, and we're still going into our day three today, Waino and KK, which, you know, I've been able to see, and Brian Eversgard, our bullpen coach, has been able to see their live situation. And Mad Dog caught it last week a little bit. But, you know, just a matter of making sure guys are going through their lives, guys are getting into the games, and guys are getting built up appropriately, which will set a rotation and set how much, you know, we feel like how long they can go. But, you know, we've got good options in the rotation, and, you know, and the schedule's favorable for a five. You know, we may end up looking up, you know, at a certain point in it and skip a guy and give him a 6 day and have a spot start type thing. But those are things that we thought about, but candidly can't plan for. It's just more of a fluid situation.
Sure. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. And also curious about your position players. You've had eyes on them early. You've had some live BPs. Did Ponce throw a live BP yesterday, Mike, Daniel Ponce de Leon?
Yeah, Ponce threw, Dakota threw, and Tyler Webb through.
That's good. Oh, Tyler Webb. Don't when you think about great lefties, folks, lefty on lefty matchups in the National League, he was the best in terms of batting average against.
Yeah, he was really, really good. You know, was sharp yesterday.
Yeah, that's good to hear. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Cardinals manager Mike Shildt is with us graciously before his team takes the field at Busch Stadium for workouts today. I'm Tom Ackerman. We're back right after this on KMOX.
Now, back to the Mike Shildt Show on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome back. It is the Mike Shildt Show. Isn't this great to be able to talk to the Cardinals manager before he brings his team back out on the field for a workout? I'm Tom Ackerman. It's great to chat with Mike on this Sunday, July 5th. It's a hot one, you know? I mean, but this is pretty typical. This is baseball weather in St. Louis, isn't it?
It's exactly. I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, It's been warm. We've been going in the mornings, try to stay out of the dead of heat, but, you know, it creeps on us a little bit. But you know what? We're fortunate to come out and be able to be in this beautiful stadium and be I'd say together. You know, we are together, the group's here, but, you know, we're doing our part to make sure we're having the workouts to where we're bringing them in groups and not putting them in settings where they're you know, on top of each other by any stretch. We're following the guidelines, but yeah, it's a summer game, and we're excited to be out getting back to playing it.
You know, I did the garage happy hour that you've done before with me a few weeks ago. I did it on Thursday with Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, and Mike Claiborne. We had a really good time talking about your club, and the first thing Mike Shannon said when we started, he said, I just want to say that the Cardinals have the right manager for this situation. He said Mike Shildt is the right manager for this. And he has a lot of reasons for that, but he really looks at you as a strong baseball man and leader. And I have to give you a lot of credit, Mike, you, Ollie Marmol, and your staff. This is not easy You knew it wasn't going to be. It's a challenge to do something. It would be a challenge just to hold a spring training at Busch Stadium, period. But then with all of these regulations, I'm certain that you have to know where everybody is at all times. You're utilizing both clubhouses, both dugouts, both bullpens. It's a machine once you get it going, isn't it? Once you get everybody scheduled where they need to be?
Yeah, you know what? That's very nice of Mike to say. I've got a ton of respect for that entire group you had in your garage chat. I'm sure that was fun. And, you know, it means a lot coming from Mike, because Mike's a straight shooter, we both know, and calls it as he sees it. So, and he's got a ton of experience, and he's a guy that I draw wisdom from and enjoy talking the game with. But, you know, relative to the schedule, I mean, I can't tell you how, I mean, our staff is, and I said it to him, and our clubhouse too, you know, we're built for this. We accept the challenges that come in. You know, it's just full disclosure. There's a lot of moving parts to this, which you alluded to, and our group is, you know, we spend a lot of time leading up to it, but we just didn't understand the parameters of, you know, what the rules were. We wanted to make sure we were following them, and then having to rework. Really, no one's ever run a spring training with one field. And so we spent a lot of time, you know, efficiency is something we are really always, you know, want to make sure that we have. We want to, as a starting point, do a couple things. Clearly, we want to make sure we get everything in, prioritize that, when we introduce it, how we introduce it, when we want to think about reintroducing it. And then you want to do that in a respectful fashion to the players' energy and their time, and then line it all up. And you know, the fact of the matter is, when you have, you know, 40 players typically every day, that, you know, we want to create individual schedules for them in a group setting. So, you know, it's just a lot of logistics coupled with baseball, coupled with common sense and a little bit of art to figuring out, you know, how to get guys going and keep them healthy and, you know, make sure that we're ready for the season appropriately, but not going, you know, too fast to where we're, again, putting people at risk physically or going too fast where we're not covering everything thoroughly. So there's, you know, finding out what that sweet spot looks like, and we live in constant evolution and looking to see what that looks, you know, how we can meet that on literally a daily basis. So it's just a ongoing process, and we enjoy it. We enjoy being appropriately distanced together, and we just continue to stay fluid and grow from the previous day and get better. And that's our best shot.
Yeah, these are the best baseball players in the world. And somebody was asking me the other day, how do they, during all that time, stay healthy, stay in shape, keep their mind right? You know, they do their best to play catch, to take some swings, to try to get timing down, but there's nothing that can replicate getting the group together. And I think that mentally getting them back into the mindset of not just taking BP, but I'm sure you've done a lot with running the bases and defense, two of the hallmarks of your team as well. It seems like you have a lot of speed on this team, and the ability to make things happen on the base paths could put the Cardinals at an advantage.
I feel like it was an advantage for us last year. You know, speed is the player's speed, regardless of speed. Everyone can be a good base runner, you know, and when we do, we put some time on it. And the thing about it is our opinion leaders on our team, they're the ones that, you know, ultimately drive things, and their intention and desire is very high, and their willingness is to look at all the little things and take them serious and emphasize them and focus on them is really impressive. It's a very, it's a strong group. And yeah, to your point, we've been intentional about making sure that we create defense time, dedicated defense time, dedicated base running time. And, you know, we've gone back to not absolute ground zero, but we're not taking anything for granted. We're going as quick as we can go, with covering and mastering what we have and feeling good about it. And the grasp of it is individually and collectively in a good spot, and then we progress it from there. But this is a very dedicated group to every aspect of the game.
Certainly seems like you have a lot of possibilities there on the base paths, too. I'm not going to ask you to declare a leadoff hitter by any means, because you have a lot of different options, don't you? I mean, actually, I mean, think about it, when you put the DH into play and you take the pitcher out, I love the National League strategy, of course, but that gives you an opportunity, too, to have a couple extra runners out there and possible people to make contact and make things happen.
Yeah, there's a lineup for sure, and, you know, we feel good about it. All our position players, and you know, we have some interchangeable parts, and we have some guys that bring a lot of different skill sets and multiple skill sets. That's going to allow us to, you know, end of the day, like Gary Rock said, how do we beat the other team? And that's ultimately what this is about.
That's no doubt about it. Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, is with us. I'm sure he had a smile on his face with that crack of the bat and the popping of the ball into the glove and the ballpark looking great with the green grass and the red seats. Eventually, we'll get some fans in there for you, Mike. But for right now, I'm sure it's great just to be back inside Busch Stadium. And back to hitting, did anybody, I don't want to put one before the other. I know you love all your players, but did any players surprise you or jump out at you in terms of what they did early on?
No, I think the best part of this, Tom, is the fact that, you know, what guys were telling us, we believe, but it also has matched up, whether it's on the mound or the position players. The guys have been able to appropriately get the most out of what they had at their access, and not everybody came in at the same place, but everybody came in with a good baseline to be able to move forward and be able to handle what we're doing. But again, we're in the process of continuing to analyze what that looks like and monitor it and build appropriately individually so these guys are ready.
Well, we'll get you back to your club, and we appreciate this very much. Thank you for being with us this morning, and we'll have John Mozeliak at 11:30, folks, and a lot of baseball up until then as well. Mike, have a great day, and enjoy your Sunday.
All right, Tom. You have a blessed day.
You
Thank
too.
You very much.
Thank you. There is Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, with us on KMOX. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll hear some of that with Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, and Mike Claiborne talking about Mike Schilt and his club. That's next, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
From KMOX Sports,
here's the pitch. Welcome back to the Lux Calore International Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah.
America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Our thanks to Mike Schilt for taking the time to join us before he took the field with his team at Busch Stadium. Here's our team. This is the radio crew. Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne visiting with me on my garage happy hour. First time we got the group together.
Yeah, this is the first time we've been together. Now, I've been with Mike before. I've been with John before on the telephone. This is Ricky and I haven't been together since Christmas. That's where he plays Santa Claus.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Mike.
We're talking some baseball. I'm really looking forward to this because this is going to be a really interesting season for a number of reasons, okay? First of all, you only have 60 games. Second of all, to see how these managers want to manage, okay? And third, for the players. You know, who's going to be motivated, who's not going to be motivated. And I mean, there's so many things that are going to happen. But I will say one thing. I'm a real proponent of our manager, Mike Schilt. This guy, you never can underestimate him. He's just phenomenal in my mind, okay? What I've seen him do with his baseball team already, and I think that he'll do the same thing this year in a shortened season. He's very innovative. He's very smart. He knows how to motivate his players, and he puts guys in the right spot at the right time. And that's what managers do. I mean, good managers.
Yeah, he's a good manager. He's the National League Manager of the Year, and he's a baseball man. And I can see already that he's excited just to have everybody back. Mike, Mike Shannon's been in so many clubhouses and was a phenomenal player for this franchise. And you know what that's like. That's family. When you get everybody back and it's been a while, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Well, I think when you say family, you're correct, okay? The broadcast team is a family also, and a very good one, I might add. We talk among ourselves about great broadcasting and broadcasting teams, and I think the San Francisco team is one of the best in the business. Is that right, John?
No, I agree, Mike.
Ricky?
Yeah, no doubt.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. They really have a great chemistry
out there with television and radio, and we have the same here. You know, Ricky does a lot of TV. He does a lot of TV for the home games, and Dan does a great job. And I think the TV is going to change in the next 20 years. I think you're going to have guys like Danny and Ricky together, and they're going to do the Kansas City team. They're going to do the White Sox, the Cubs, the Cardinals. And it's going to be a lot like what we're having now with this shortened season, where we're just playing in our division and in the American League division. It's going to be like that, I think, in the long run. I think that's how television is going to change in the next 20 years, okay? Now, that's just my idea of it, and I think that's going to happen because of a number of reasons, and we're seeing a lot of it because of the shortened season this year when it starts, and I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really looking forward to it because there's going to be so many different things that we've never seen before, and innovative managers like Mike Schilt is, and you had Tony La Russa on, Tom, and I guarantee you that I talk to Tony quite often, okay? And I know Mike talks to him almost every day. He's smart, too, because, you know, experience, you cannot replace experience in my mind. John, Ricky, Mike?
I agree. I mean, when you do this every day, there's no two games that are ever alike, and you always walk out of the ballpark learning something about the game that you now can apply because it's going to happen again somewhere along the line.
And when somebody tells you that they know this or they know that, get as far away from them as you can. Because,
okay, I'll see you.
I don't care who it is, okay? Now, you'll never hear Tony La Russa or any Hall of Fame managers. And we've had so many great managers here in St. Louis, phenomenal man. You know, Whitey Herzog and Bob Gibson's favorite guy, you know. He managed the team for a little while. If you want to see Bob Gibson light up, you just mention Sally Hemus to him sometime. But we've had, you know, Tony La Russa and Red Shandy's, just to name two or three guys. I mean, phenomenal people, okay? Not only were they great managers, Hall of Fame managers, but great people to boot, okay? You know, and I've been so fortunate to be able to associate with those guys and with you guys also, okay? I mean, it's a privilege for us to sit in the booth every day and watch what's going on. And to be with the St. Louis Cardinals and their organization, you can't replace anything like that.
Another thing about Mike, he knows his players. He knows his coaches. His coaches work with him so well. And he takes the time to ask questions, to listen to people, and his enthusiasm and his knowledge for the game, I think that puts him a step ahead of many of the managers I've worked with in the past.
I mean, he's got phenomenal coaches. And we overlook it sometimes because we take them for granted. But he has some unbelievable coaches. And you know what he does as a manager? He lets them do their thing, and he gets out of the way, too. And that's a very hard thing for managers to do. We don't see that often, but this guy has the ability to do that. I mean, you take managers, period, and I don't care what they're managing. It can be a CEO of a great institution. And Ralston Perina, for instance, with Mike. you pick a person, and then you get out of the way. The pitching coach, and he has some great coaches, and he utilizes them also. I've seen managers, and so have you guys seen managers, and I don't care what they're managing. Tom, you talk about KMOX managing and going back to Bob Hyland and so forth and so on. And the great managers, they pick the people, and then they get the heck out of the way and let them manage.
100% right. You do the job, you lead, and you let people do their jobs. And Ricky, you played for Whitey Herzog, He's right there among the great managers of all time. What was he like at the start of a season?
Well, you know, Whitey was a genius when it came to managing a team and managing expectations and creating vision for players. And, you know, I actually love what Mike said about us being a family. I got to go back to that. I mean, we are on this call a family. There's no question about that. And being able to connect like this, Tom, is just terrific. And, you know, I guess Big Mike is our big brother in this family. So we kind of rely on him and we take our leading from him. But the players are like that too. So your earlier question about what a player's dealing with right now, it, you know, how would Whitey deal with that, or Tony deal with that, or Mike Schilt deal with that? Look, the great managers all understand they're leading a group of young men, and we say they're men, but they're young men that are trying to come together for a common cause. And so a lot of challenges going on right now. I mean, there's no question there's a lot of challenges going on right now, but I can't think of a guy I'd rather have running the show than Mike Schilt. I mean, I just think he gets challenges and messages very well and has a good relationship with his players, and the coaches are part of that, as Mike said. So I'm kind of interested to see how this ball is going to play out. And I kind of agree with what Mike said earlier. I mean, who knows what's going to happen this year? We're going to have young players come out of nowhere, and we may have teams come out of nowhere before it's said and done when you talk about playing 60 games.
It's going to be fascinating. And Claves, what do you think about this ball club?
You know, I really like them because of the fact they've got pitching. They've got a lot of big league experience on this staff, and they're all young guys, and they've all been thrown in the fire at one point or another. And I think when you look around, they probably have, 10 guys that they have big league experience, and they're probably under the age of 25, along with the fact that Mike has got so many options where he's got some guys who could be horses. He can split up the games as far as having two guys back-to-back as far as starters are concerned. He's got a really deep bullpen. So that, to me, I think is the key, along with the fact that they really found a way to play good defense. And when you're going to play 60 games, you can't afford to have those mistakes. And we saw last year how good they were defensively. So pitching and defense, which we know wins a lot of baseball games, and when you only have 60 to play, you better try and win as many of those as you can and then figure out the offense somewhere else.
Claves, a longtime friend of Mike Shannon, and you're able to sit next to him in the broadcast booth. This family that we're looking at right here, he is the one that we all look up to. What can you say about Mike Shannon and his career in this broadcast booth?
Ricky said earlier, big brother, I think best teammate you can have. And I think Mike probably got that from being on good teams and understanding how good teams work. And when you're a champion, there are little things you do. And he always finds a way to include us in everything that goes on with regard to the broadcast. And I think that's something he probably learned coming up and learning how to be a winner. And I think he's made us all winners when it comes to being part of this broadcast and being the family that we are.
And John, this is your 15th year in the Cardinals radio booth, and you've worked alongside Mike since the World Championship year 2006. What was that like, walking into the booth with him?
Well, I did my first big league game with Mike and Jack in 1984 in Cincinnati. I had a three-game series after Ricky Horton and the Louisville Redbirds drew a million fans down in Louisville. The night before, I went up to Cincinnati and got to work with Mike and Jack, and Mike could not have been more accommodating for a kid who was scared out of his mind to try to sit in that booth and call a game. When I started my play-by-play one inning, Mike, I think, was over doing TV or something, but I was with Jack, and I sounded like I was doing a fast break in the Final Four. And Jack said, "Slow down, kid. You have 162 of these to go. You're going to wear them out in one day." And he was right. But
John, I think
accommodating. And the first thing Mike told me, though, when I came to town, you know, Mike's not the most important man in the booth. I certainly won't be the most important man in the booth. It's Jim Jackson. And Mike Shannon was absolutely right. Jim Jackson is a major, major part of this family.
That is absolutely true. That's John Rooney, along with Mike Shannon, Ricky Horton, and Mike Claiborne. We'll talk about Jim Jackson and the Cardinals broadcast booth and the Redbirds. And Mike Shannon, he was awesome last in that Garage Happy Hour. He tells some great stories as well. Tom Ackerman with you. We'll continue the conversation after the 11 o'clock news. John Mozeliak at 11:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.